talk about your favorite teams on The Fan. Call 888-808-1019. Anytime. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream every NFL on CBS playoff game. Live on Paramount Plus.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Wake your asses up. Al Cintron on The Fan. The number to join the show, 888-808-1019. And only for a few, I got Brian Riscone behind the glass. What's good, Brian?
You know, just living, pal. You know, been here, what is this, my sixth day out of 7 days I've been here. You know, normal holiday fiasco for Brian Riscone.
All right, as long as the check clears, that's all that matters. All right, so there was a little Pete Alonso news as well earlier today. I'll get to that in a second. They say he's got four suitors. I doubt it. But I had an eye on, and I mentioned it yesterday's show, I had my eye on Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders going into their bowl games, one playing in the afternoon, which was Cam Ward, the other one, Shedeur Sanders, both, you know, rumored to be the top picks in this draft. Giants right now hold the number one pick, unless they somehow, some way, screw it all up with Joe Flacco quartering for the Colts. And then all hell's going to break loose on these airwaves and these parts if that happens. So I watched Cam Ward, and everybody knows I've been all over Shedeur Sanders this season as the number one guy, as the quarterback. If you're going to take a quarterback, it's him. But Cam Ward put on a show in the first half. I was really, really impressed. Now, granted, there was no defense played in that Iowa State Miami Hurricane football game. It was 31-28 at the half. 31-28 at the half. During that same halftime, Cam Ward quit. He quit. He made a business decision. His team ended up losing a bowl game. I gave him all the credit in the world for playing in the bowl game. Same thing with Sanders. Same thing with Travis Hunter. We all know about the insurance policy that was taken out by Hunter and Sanders, record-breaking collegiate sports policy, insurance policy. But Cam Ward quit at the half. He was terrific. But he made a business decision and quit at the half. He quit on his team. Some of those guys, that is the biggest game they'll ever play in. Those seniors. Biggest game they'll ever play in. They lost to Iowa State, came down to the end. Anthony Beck's son, you know who he is, former tight end for the Jets. He was also spectacular in that game. Then Sanders at night versus BYU. A more sophisticated defense, a one that threw multiple looks at Sanders. And it wasn't good. It wasn't good for Shedeur. It wasn't good for Colorado at all. Now, I DVR'd the game because I was too focused on the Nick game, which was a crazy game. No Jordan Poole. No Kyle Kuzma. Jalen Brunson put up a 55-piece. And the Knicks in overtime beat the Wizards 136-132, winning their seventh in a row, and they're now 17-4 in their last 21. Now the haters are going to say, well, it was the Wizards. You know, they were shorthanded. I don't care. A win is a win is a win, especially back-to-back in the NBA, especially when Tibbs kept the guys in way too late versus the Orlando Magic, knowing you had a back-to-back. Karl Anthony Towns, who was saying it's all up to God and his foul problems. The previous game had a big game as well. So I saw it was 20-0 BYU. And I know what's going to happen now with the quote-unquote experts. Because Shedeur was super jacked up for this game. Every ball, he was trying to put it through the receiver's chest. He was too amped up. Probably played his worst game of the season. It was probably Colorado's worst game of the season. A season where they overachieved. A season where they were predicted to finish 12th in the conference. Against a team that was predicted to finish 13th in BYU. And they finished respectively 3-4 in the conference, in the Big 12. But I'm still going to go with Sanders over Ward. And I see what people love about Ward. I've seen it all season, though. He throws a beautiful deep ball. He makes it look so easy. The touch on his passes. Joe Shane was down there with some other guy. I don't know his name off the top of my head. Scouting Cam Ward. The question is, will he be the one making the pick? Will they still have the number one pick when the season's over? Or will they fumble it away versus the Indianapolis Colts? At home, no Anthony Richardson, with Joey Flacco quartering. Drew Lock's going to be starting, so there is hope that they screw it, that they lose the game and stay with the number one pick. They do play the Eagles next week. Let's see if the Eagles have anything to play for. But I'm still leaning Shedeur Sanders. I asked you guys to pay attention to that, because I know a lot of people who are debating this don't really watch college football. They don't. They watch the highlights. Or they listen to what some college, you know, analyst says. I actually watch the games. I love college football. I don't like what's happening in the bowl season, because the spreads come out and then you don't know who the hell is playing, because they're transferring or they're making business decisions getting ready for the draft. But I'm still leaning Shedeur Sanders because of the pedigree, because of the way he elevated a team that was bad last year, led them from three or four wins, to 9 wins. Elevated the rest of his receivers. A lot of people would like you to believe it was just Travis Hunter. Go look at the numbers. They have a lot of good wide receivers on that team. A lot of good wide receivers on that team. They talked about it on the broadcast as well. And I'll watch the full game, because I wanted to watch the full game, but then all of a sudden when the Knick game was going on, like I said, I had to watch the New York team. That's my team. Love the Knicks. And Jalen Brunson was busy cooking as if it was last year. And there'll be games like that where he's going to have to pick it up when the team's in the dumps, because they were clearly struggling. They were tied at the half, third quarter struggling, even into the fourth. I'm like, I can't believe they're going to lose to this Wizards team. Can't believe they're going to lose to this Wizards team. And I was wrong. Thank God I was wrong. But which way are you leaning, Giant fans? Do you want Sanders? Do you want Ward? Is this the first time you ever watched college football? Is this the first time you ever watched them play specifically? And which one out of the two excites you? Or are you leaning the way, the scenario I threw out earlier this week, where I said, if you don't believe in any of these quarterbacks, which I think the Giants are going to take a quarterback. I believe next year's draft is deeper than this year's draft. Jalen Milroe is the third quarterback in his draft. And that scares me. I stay away. Carson Beck's the fourth prospect in this draft. He just had UCL surgery. I think he'd be late first round, early second. If he's there in the second round, that's a value pick. You take him. To me, he's a late first round, early second. He's not a top quarterback. Maybe with development, maybe with time, he can be. But right now, no. Jalen Milroe can run. Reminds me of what Anthony Richardson was in college. Raw. But you're seeing that's worked out for Indianapolis. Taking big hits. Inconsistent. Super athletic, but a project. A project who's missing another game for his team when they're hanging on for their playoff lives. What a crazy game that was, speaking of playoffs. Bengals, Broncos, we'll get into that later. I went 2-1 yesterday. Pete Kennedy, congratulations, you nailed all of them. 3-0. 3-0. But which way, Giant fans, are you leaning? Cam Ward, Shedeur Sanders, or Travis Hunter? Does the best player in this draft intrigue you that much that you say, screw it? Get rid of the coach, get rid of the GM, draft the best player available, take your chances with a vet quarterback, year one to that new regime, and then find your quarterback, but at least you'll have neighbors. Travis Hunter, who, by the way, played 84% of the snaps this season. 84, offensively and defensively. Now, he won't do both in the pros to that extent, but he will play both sides of the ball. The experts say he'll be more of a corner. I think he's elite on both sides. Winning the Heisman, that shows it. That shows it. Both of these quarterbacks are not at the top of the draft board, meaning they're not top 10. The top 10 players in the country, but they are the top two quarterbacks in this draft. And again, Giant fans, which way are you leaning? What's going on? You're a big-time Giant fan, brother. This is ad nauseum. This has been talked about. Which quarterback are you leaning towards?
Cam Ward. It's not because I think the talent is superior. I think I don't want to deal with the baggage of Sanders, which means that if Sanders comes in, he's 1-4, 1-5, 1-6, then Deion's going to be clamoring that, well, I'm not his head coach, and I don't need that. I just, you know, the Giants have been a circus altogether. I don't need anything else to compile it. I don't need Barnum Bailey over here. You know, we need structure in this organization, and just give me Cam Ward and let's go and get rid of everybody. You know, when I was on air, I was very torn, but now I'm decidedly saying let's just tear down everything and start from the beginning. I mean, we have to with the quarterback and everything. I can't. And part of me, I don't want to look at Daboll anymore, yelling at players, and I'm sick of it. I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of Aaron Rodgers, too. Side of town, I'm sick of Aaron Rodgers. I'm sick of the regime with the Giants. Tear it all down and start from the beginning. End of story. That's it. It is what it is. And you know what? They've been so bad for so long. What's another year or two? I mean, honestly.
That's what I've been saying. That's what I've been saying. Start over. Don't put yourself in the same position you did for Daboll and Shane Wynn. They inherited Daniel Jones. You don't want to draft a quarterback. Then you keep these two buffoons around. And then all of a sudden, they're stuck with a quarterback they didn't draft. And it's Groundhog's Day all over again. All over again. As much as it would pain me, you saw the cleats that Shador Sanders had, the Giant colors, that we know where we're going. So why was Shane down there for the Miami game? If they know where they're going, why was he there? If you know who you're taking already, I don't think it's locked up. I don't think it's decided. I know people say they don't want the Deion Sanders circus, the Shador Sanders circus, but like I said before, Caleb Williams, that was an even bigger circus. And I wonder if he was there this year at number one, would you even care about that? Would you care about that? Me, if it was my team, I take the best play available, clean house, let the new coach come in, let the new GM come in, and have talent. You have your lockdown corner, you have Malik Nabers, you have Tracy, and you have Travis Hunter. That's a nice young nucleus to start with on the offensive side of the ball, because Hunter is going to play on offense. How many plays? Who knows? But he's going to play both sides. And you talk about the Sanders circus, well, Deion's also going to be representing Travis Hunter. It's going to be representing Travis Hunter, who is the unicorn of this draft, who is a can't miss. Can't miss. And I don't say that about a lot of players. Last year, last draft, I said number one pick, Jaden Daniels. If I had the number one pick, I would take Jaden Daniels. Well, thank God he went to two. Happy about that. Giants, take the best receiver available. The one that's left over, it was Malik Nabers. Now, what do you do? What do you do? But before that draft, clean house. Like Brian said, who's a diehard Giant fan, to me, clean house. Rip it off. Start over. Bring a new coach. New GM. Let the GM pick his coach. Don't do it ass backwards. And get this thing right. Get this thing right. And I'm with you, Brian. I'm the same thing with the Jets. I don't want to see Aaron Rodgers' face anymore. Rami's coming on at midnight. He's the Jet fan. We'll get into it. He loves his Jets. He loved Aaron Rodgers. He loves him anymore. I think he wants to break up with him. We'll see how he feels about that. 888-808-1019.